Welcome back to episode 3 of No Flags, No Filter. I'm your host, William Masucci.
I'm Brett Jenks.
And we are looking forward to a pretty big week 3. Now, this is going to be a much quicker episode than usual. We're just going to be going through game by game, and we're going to be giving you all our picks. All right, so to start off week 3, on Thursday night, we've got Miami traveling to Buffalo, facing off with the Bills in what I think will be a pretty high-scoring game. I do think Miami's offense is still pretty good. I think they're going to start to slowly wake up this season as long as Tua can do his thing, but obviously give me the Bills here. I think they're going to win in dominant fashion.
Bills are the AFC East champions. Dolphins could be bottom feeders of the AFC East with the Patriots starting to look like they're coming up a little bit. Give me the Bills and a big win. It's not a hard win for them, but it'll be a big win.
All right, I definitely agree. And moving on to our Sunday slate of games, we got Green Bay traveling to Cleveland, and what is potentially the best team in the NFL versus the worst team in the NFL. But with that being said, I do really like this Browns defense. I do think they have the potential to give Green Bay some problems, but with that being said, give me the Packers still in a dominant win.
Yeah, there's no reason for the Packers to lose to the Browns. The Browns have a good defense. The Packers have a good defense. The Packers have a better offense. The Packers are better on paper. The Packers should win.
100%. All right, now moving on to Indianapolis Colts traveling to Tennessee. Now, I think the Colts are off to a really hot start. They've looked like potentially one of the best teams in the AFC this far. And I think if they can keep going like this, they'll win the AFC South and potentially make some noise in the playoffs. And give me the Colts over the Titans in this game.
Yeah, Indiana Jones. I'm not going to pick against him against this game. Cam Ward, his rookie season is not going well. He's playing fine. He doesn't have playmakers around him. They need to build up the O-line and give him some weapons to throw to.
100%.
And in a couple of years, they could be a good team.
Yeah, definitely. I do think they need to do a better job of building around him. I think they've got something going on the offensive line with J.C. Latham and Peter Skoronski, but I think they definitely need to do some more around him. And now moving on to the Bengals traveling to Minnesota, will be a battle of the backup quarterbacks, but you know what? I like Carson Wentz a lot more than Jake Browning here. Jake Browning has shown time and time again that he is a turnover machine. He regularly throws 2+ picks a game, and I really like Carson Wentz to operate in this Kevin O'Connell system. I think he'll do a better job than J.J. McCarthy, and I think Minnesota's going to shock some people and potentially blow out the Bengals.
Kevin O'Connell does not lose with ginger quarterbacks. I think he's won 80% of the time with ginger quarterbacks starting. I don't think it changes this week. Carson Wentz, he was with the Chiefs. He's with the Eagles. I mean, he's been around the league. He's a journeyman. And this is a good stop for him. I mean, this is where he wanted to be, and he's going to deliver for Minnesota.
100%. All right, now moving on to Pittsburgh traveling to New England. Now, this is one of my favorite matchups of this week. I think these teams are pretty evenly matched on both offense and defense. I think we could potentially see – I think it's going to be a lower-scoring game. I think both these defenses are pretty damn good. I do think that the Patriots are going to edge this one out, though. I think Drake May is going to have a great game, and give me the Patriots.
Veteran quarterback versus rookie quarterback. Who do you want to have in this situation? They're similar teams, both pretty good defenses. Some lackluster offenses, something you want to see more out of from maybe the running game, maybe the passing game. Give me the Steelers just because Aaron Rodgers.
100%. And now moving on to what could potentially be a battle between the two top dogs of the NFC. We got the Rams traveling to Philly in what is a rematch from the NFC divisional round this past year. And I think I'm really excited for this matchup. I think it's going to be a very tight game. I think it's going to come down to the wire, but give me the Eagles.
I never like picking the Eagles, and I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to pick the Rams because they almost won that game a year ago. I feel like this is the time for them to step up, but they're looking good. They're looking dangerous this season, looking like, Super Bowl contenders maybe. So give me the Rams.
100%. All right, now moving on to New York Jets traveling to Tampa Bay. I think this is going to be a pretty good game. I'm pretty excited for this game, but I'm not going to pick against the Bucs yet, just yet. You know, it's in at 2-0. I think they're on their way to 3-0, and give me the Bucs.
Baker Mayfield is the Tom Brady of Johnny Manziel's. He's that dude. They're going to be 3-0. He's looking pretty elite this season. I mean, he could be up there for MVP if he was playing out of his mind. Of course, Josh Allen and Lamar are having those seasons right now, but don't be surprised to hear Baker's name in those top 5.
All right, now moving on to Vegas, traveling to the Commanders. I'm going to be quick with this one here. I don't care that Mariota's starting for the Commanders. Give me the Commanders.
I'm hearing trap game. I'm hearing trap game. Raiders haven't gotten Ashton Jeanty going. Something about load management. I don't know what this is. It's kind of stupid how they're trying to use it. I think the Raiders can still pull this game out though. Brock Bowers has been doing his thing. Geno Smith and Trey Tucker have been connecting. The defense could do something against the Commanders. I don't know. Well, we'll see. But I think the Raiders are a really tight one.
All right, now moving on to Atlanta traveling to Carolina in what I think could be a little bit of a trap game for the Falcons, you know, coming off of the highs of last week's Sunday Night Football win. But still, I think Atlanta edges this one out, and I think Atlanta is well on their way to 2-1.
Bryce Young does not lose against the Falcons. He did split last year. That was a loss, but he's not losing this year. He's going to go 2-0 against the Falcons this year. He's winning this game. I don't know if it's dominant. I don't know if it's going to be close. But he's going to win this game somehow, some way.
All right. And moving on to an AFC South showdown, we have got the Houston Texans traveling to the Jaguars. And, I mean, I've said it so many times here. I love this Jaguars team this year. I love what Liam Cohen is doing with that offense. And I think Trevor Lawrence goes out there and has a great game. And I think he really shuts down Houston. And give me the Jags.
I'm the complete opposite way of that. I think the Jags aren't that team. They don't have a really good quarterback. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is that good. Travis Hunter experiment is not playing out very well the first two games. Defensively, they're having a pretty good season so far. Of course, you'd like to see more production from Trayvon Walker, but I don't think this team is that good. I don't think the Texans are any better, though. I mean, there's one storyline for them, and that's CJ Stroud is a one-hit wonder. Can he do anything else for the rest of his career? We'll see. But give me the Jags in a close one.
All right. I like that pick. Okay, moving on to Denver traveling to L.A. to play the Chargers, a bit of an AFC West showdown. I think the Chargers, they've been just rolling and rolling, and I think Denver, on the other hand, you know, they suffered that heartbreaking loss last week. They're 1-1, and I think Denver's going to be 1-2 after this game because the Chargers are going to roll right over them.
Yeah, these two teams are going to be the ones competing for the AFC West. I think the Chiefs are out of it. These two best teams in the AFC West right now, and I feel like the Chargers are just a better overall team. They have a better quarterback. They have a better running game, a better O-line, better receivers. I think the Chargers win this game.
All right. Now we got New Orleans traveling to Seattle. Now, I do not like this game for the Saints at all. You know, you got Spencer Rattler, that really just not good offense, traveling to play potentially the best defense in the NFL at home with the 12th man. You know, I think give me Seattle in a dominant win.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler has looked like Spencer Rattler. He's looked pretty good. And then he's looked really bad. And you need a better quarterback. I mean, it's him and Tyler Shaw competing. I mean, Spencer Rattler's a start right now. They need to get a quarterback in this next draft class. It should be pretty promising. I think the Seahawks just run away with this game.
All right, now moving on to the Dallas Cowboys traveling to Chicago. Now, I think this could finally be the game where we see that Chicago Bears offense really find its footing against this lackluster Dallas defense. I mean, Dallas' defense last week, I mean, they let aging Russ, throw 450 yards on them. I mean, that secondary is just, it's in shambles right now. I mean, I can't think of another guy out there right now besides Trayvon Diggs ever since De'Ron Bland went down with that injury. I mean, give me the Chicago Bears in a dominant win over the Dallas Cowboys.
There will be questions about the Bears. I think the Bears will win this game. There'll be questions about the Bears actually being a good offense because they're just playing the Cowboys. Is every single team that plays the Cowboys going to have a good offensive game? That doesn't mean that they have a good offense. That just means the Cowboys are so bad defensively that they let any team do well. I mean, I guarantee they'd let Travis Hunter go for 200 yards receiving on them. So give me the Bears.
I like that pick. And now moving on to an NFC West showdown, we got the Arizona Cardinals traveling to San Francisco to play the Niners. These are two teams with playoff aspirations that are hoping to win that division this year. I think it's going to be a tight one. I really do. But I'm going to give the edge to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, maybe they didn't need to pay Brock Purdy all that money because Mac Jones has been looking just like Brock Purdy. Maybe it's the Shanahan's offense that's making them look similar. I think the 49ers are winning this game. I feel like the Cardinals aren't the team they want to be yet. They could be, toward the end of the season, they could be a dangerous team. But give me the 49ers.
All right, now moving on to Kansas City traveling to New York. Now, I think this game is potentially going to be a lot closer than people think. You know, the Giants had that great game against the Cowboys last week. I think they should have won. I think that Giants defensive front is really going to wreak havoc on Mahomes. And my bold take for this week is I think the Chiefs could be on their way to an 0-3 start, and give me the Giants.
Yeah, my take the whole season with the Chiefs is that they're not making the playoffs. The Chargers and the Broncos run that division, and there's other teams in the AFC that are better than the Chiefs. I think they don't make it this season. I think they beat the Giants, but that doesn't mean much. I mean, the Giants don't have a lot going for them right now besides that big game last week against a terrible defense that they lost. I think they win this game. Maybe Abdul Carter does something for Mahomes. Maybe he makes some pressure, but the Chiefs should win this one pretty easily.
All right, now moving on to the last game of the week. We got Monday Night Football, the most anticipated matchup of the week. This is the game that I really wanted to see in the Super Bowl last year, Lions versus Ravens. I think this is going to be an absolute offensive showdown. I'm looking for, you know, 70, 80-plus points of offense this game. I think both quarterbacks are going to have great games, but I think the better quarterback is going to take it home, and that better quarterback is Lamar Jackson. Give me the Ravens.
He is a better quarterback. Does he have a better team around him? Probably, but maybe not. I mean, I feel that the Lions have a better run offense than the Ravens do. The Ravens, they have Derrick Henry, they have Lamar Jackson. That's really good. But I feel like the 1-2 punch with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, that's just so elite. I feel like they could have a big game this week. Amon-Ra is always going to do Amon-Ra things, help Jared Goff out. Sam Laporta, I mean, he's a check down the weapon underneath. I feel like they have better weapons around Jared Goff. Defensively, I feel like the Ravens have a better secondary, but not as good of a run defense. And I feel like the Lions just sometimes play harder than other teams are willing to do. And I feel like the Lions take this one in a really close one.
I really like that take, but I think it's going to be the Ravens. And with that, that'll bring our Week 3 Pick'ems to a close. I'm your host, William Masucci.
I'm Brett Jenks.
And we want to thank all y'all for tuning in today, and we will be back with a big episode next week, so stay tuned.